MRP Grid, Material Requirements Planning, MRP, generates time phase requirements for component production and component or raw material purchases using fairly simple logic. Before learning about the logic MRP uses to determine what to order or make and when, let's look at a basic MRP record and describe its line items at a high level. An MRP record has line items and time buckets for each period in the planning horizon for a given product. Exhibit 4-63 shows a completed MRP record for Part 202, a door for our commercial door manufacturer case study. Note that the lead times and lot sizes would actually be located on the item master record. They are provided here to help make sense of the MRP record. Exhibit 4-63, MRP record listing Part 202, door Family A. Across the top of the grid is the planning horizon, the number of periods being planned. The buckets may be any length of time, for example, weekly or daily. The present time is the beginning of period 1. The periods or time buckets form a rolling schedule in which data from one period flow into the next after the defined calculations have been performed. Here is a summary of the rows in the grid: gross requirements, the total independent and dependent demand before netting out inventory on hand and scheduled receipts. Scheduled receipts: orders that were placed with a supplier or factory work center but not received before this planning period starts. Projected available: the running sum of on-hand inventory minus requirements plus scheduled receipts and planned orders, also called projected available balance, or PAB. Net requirements: gross requirements less scheduled receipts and projected available. Planned order receipts: the quantity planned to be received at a future date as a result of a planned order release. Planned order releases: a quantity of an item that will be released to fill an order. The MRP record lists the line items for each part number that has gross requirements in the current planning period. The purpose is to determine when orders from Production Activity Control, PAC, or purchasing need to be received, in other words, their due dates. The quantities to be received in a given period are called planned order receipts. Since each part number has a given lead time based on how long it takes to produce or order it and receive it from a supplier, the system will take the lead time into account and offset the release by that many periods. The lead time for Part 202 is 2 weeks, so the 100 units to be received in Week 4, for example, are the same 100 units that need to be released in Week 2. This is true for all other order receipt / order release pairs. Notice that at the top there are also scheduled receipts. Scheduled receipts are those planned order releases that actually have been released, so they are no longer listed in other planned order line. While a planned order receipt and the corresponding planned order release are just plans, meaning that there is no money on line yet, a scheduled receipt is an actual commitment of resources, meaning that an account payable has been created. Money is committed. The same order cannot simultaneously be a scheduled receipt and a planned order receipt. Once you release the order, the entry is deleted from the planned order receipt and planned order release rows and is shown on the scheduled receipts row in the same time bucket as the planned order receipt was shown. These three lines form the basic way to plan and schedule supply. To illustrate, in Exhibit 4-63, PAC has released 2 orders for 100 doors, and they are scheduled to be ready for use at the beginning of Weeks 1 and 2. Given the lead time of 2 weeks, these likely were released at the start of last week and the week before. Determining when to schedule supply depends on demand. Demand starts at the top with gross requirements. This is much like the forecast or customer order lines in a master schedule, except this will be the calculated requirements for all family, the doors across all master production schedules that call for these doors. This may be referred to as pegging. The pegging report shows these requirements, and it also shows that the demand was from the combination of in-stock single and in-stock double units to be produced each week. The gross requirements are the demand for these doors, but 2 lines down we see projected available, which is the same as the projected available balance in master scheduling. Here the opening inventory of doors is shown as week 0, and after that, the inventory balance of these doors is projected into the future. How do we know when it is time to plan more order receipts? Production is scheduled only when there is insufficient inventory to meet demand, so planned order receipts will be put in whenever there is a net requirement. The net requirements take into account the available inventory, as well as any scheduled receipts, since these purchases or this production is already committed. Whenever there is a net requirement, it means that if more of that part is not received by that time bucket, the part will run out and production will halt. If the net requirement is higher than the lot size, two or more lots might be planned. Note that we are assuming that this is a make-to-stock environment that holds inventories of raw materials and components. Even in such an environment, these materials may not actually be placed into a physical inventory storage area. In many cases, the items are directly used in the next operation, but at the NRP level, this is not important. PAC will determine these details, not MRP. Here we are just planning due dates and quantities. Important NRP details. Here are some other details about MRP records. Comprehensive MRP records. Every end item, component, and subcomponent needed over the planning horizon will have its own MRP record. Action bucket, period 1. The first period in an MRP record is always the current time period. It is called the action bucket because this is when planned order releases may or may not actually be released. This is a rolling schedule, so if weeks are used, as a new week has begun, the prior week will roll off the record, inventory balance becomes an input, and all the remaining weeks will be renumbered. The new week will then be week 1. A week is added to the end of the planning horizon to keep it the same length. Planning horizon. The number of periods is at least as long as the cumulative lead time for the product. This allows orders to be released to be ready for the next process and to get the end units done on time. Time buckets. MRP systems now plan using daily buckets, but weeks can also be used. A bucket list system might also be used, which is one that lists only specific dates that have some MRP activity to plan. Availability. Scheduled receipts are available at the beginning of the time period in which they are shown, and due dates for receiving or releasing planned orders are at the beginning of the period shown. The lead time for a component assumes that all subcomponents are available at the start of the period, so the lead time is just the processing or assembly time. Projected available. The projected available shows the balance at the end of that period, not the beginning, after all deductions have been made. Thus, it is the balance available for the following period.